I hear some sleigh bells, or those bells belong to Santa. I'm not sure. Unless Mayor Whitfield's jingling the keys or something like that. Maybe he's got the keys to the city to hand out. Literary Mayor Frank Whitfield joining us this morning. Also in the studio is the Assistant Safety Service Director for the City of Elyria, Don Calvert. Lots of things to talk about this morning. Mayor, let's hope for some nice weather for this Festival of Lights.
Yes.
Coming up. Now, this takes place on Saturday, right?
Yes, it does. So, first off, happy December. And, we had our first major winter storm here. We got our first test here earlier in the week. But it looks like the weather is going to be cooperative for the Festival of Lights on Saturday. And for those who don't know, this is an ancient tradition here in the city of Elyria where Santa comes to town and we turn on the lights on the square, and the Parks and Recreation Department and the staff do a great job decorating the square. And we flick the lights on at dusk. So we ask folks to get downtown around 5:30 or so. There's a little bit of festivities, and then Santa has a special surprise this year that he wants to show everybody. So I want to make sure folks get down there by 5:30, get settled in Ely Square, and then Santa will be coming to town, and then we're going to flick the lights on around 6 o'clock, and he's got something he wants to show you all.
Oh, that's going to be fun. It's always nice. Once the square is lit up, that's a great place to be in the evenings and the early morning hours here downtown Elyria when you see the lights on. And great. It was Parks and Rec are the ones responsible for stringing those up, right?
Yeah, and then also they also decorate Fynwood Estates. So that starts today, actually, this evening. Folks will be able to drive through Fynwood Estates, and that's right next to the community college. Mm-hmm. It's a house that was donated to the city and years ago, and we've decorated it every year. And so it's a chance to kind of do a drive through. You can also go inside, and there's normally some hot cocoa and different things for people to have there.
So they're the ones responsible for putting that one deer right at the top of the hill. So as you're driving,
fake one, yeah.
When you drive, you think, oh, there's a deer. I better slow down.
Yep,
it's a great traffic slower there at the top of the hill where they have that. But a lot of festival and Christmas things are taking place throughout the community. You've got a community roundtable coming up,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so this is, every first Friday of the month, we bring the community together at South Rec at 4 o'clock, and it's kind of just it's a check and balance. So we allow our residents to ask us questions, both myself, the chief of police, or someone from the Elyria Police Department, and then we kind of share out what we've been up to in terms of addressing public safety. So today is the meeting for that at 4 o'clock at South Rec, and again, we've done those the first Friday of every month.
Okay. Well, this is the first time you've been with us since the election. Your term is coming to an end. Can you look back at the 4 years? Does it seem like it's gone by that quickly? Or does it seem like, wow, there was a whole lot? That seems so long ago.
Like a whole lot. It seems like we've lived like five chapters in 4 years. I mean, you had the short window of January between January and March when I first started. And then you factor in the last campaign. So there's all this hope and optimism. And then 3 months into the job, it's like everything shuts down. And then you become this healthcare leader. So then I became like the public health leader of the city. And then you're getting through the pandemic. Now it's recovery time. Now, how do we get back to the plans we wanted? And now, you know, the mall now has more interest, and now there's more eyes on progress. So now, you know, we get the downtown project going with the esports, we get the mall rezoned, we get the developer, we get the clinic lined up. So then you got that wave. And then, 2022, that's one of those years that was pretty much a blur. There was just so many transitions happening that was a difficult year. And then 2023 has just been filled with trying to run the city, run a campaign, keep things going. So it's definitely been several different chapters each year. But I'm proud of what we've been able to accomplish. I don't hang my head at all. You know, I think we've done an amazing job, a great job. The team, Don included, has done a great job. The fact that the person who's going to be mayor was on my staff for 3 years. I mean, so there's not a lot for me to hang my head about in terms of the quality of the work product. Did I think we had more to do, that I could do more? Yeah. But I also believe that when it's your time, God has a way of closing a door for you so that you can go into something better. So I'm excited to see what's next, and excited that Don's going to continue the work ahead. And part of this radio program was actually inspired by conversations with Don, because we started this Our Elyria initiative to really get the community's feedback on what they wanted to see for the future of the city. And so we said we needed to use a radio to make sure we're engaging residents in what's going on. So I'm excited for her to continue that work with the next administration, continue to keep the city moving forward in terms of economic and community development for the city. And I'm glad she's able to join today. And again, as this is my last time with you all in this capacity, it's been so great talking with you all every month, and just appreciate your curiosity and just in always being a fun and engaging group of folks to talk with. And I'll miss this, but who knows, in the future, you know, maybe I'll be back again talking with you again.
Well, you're always somebody out there with boots on the ground kind of a thing, working in the community with whatever you do. So either whether it may be in some volunteering work or maybe on a board or some other thing like that, I'm sure you'll have ideas presented to folks, or at least be out there as well. Yeah, or people that still want to talk to you, you can.
No doubt. I'll pick up the call. Yeah, I'll pick it up.
Somebody will also have to take care of the trash or other things like that too. Exactly. But hey, you know, you just direct them to the right thing.
Yes,
but it's great to do. Yes. But I'm sure you've gotten, after that, you still got a lot of people coming to you, thanking you for your time in service for the community.
And I want to thank the residents of Elyria. I've just gotten nothing but positive feedback. People know this wasn't necessarily an indictment on the quality of work, or people felt like, man, this wasn't going to, like, people recognize it was, that's not what this election boiled down to. And so I just appreciate the residents allowing me to serve them, allowing me to lead. And again, I look forward to seeing what's next. And as long as Dawn is holding the fort down with this economic development, I think we're in good shape. And, you know, I knew Dawn from a previous world when I was, we've worked in a number of capacities for 10 plus years. And so when I got elected, I called her up and I said, hey, I want to get the city's, economy turned around. I need your help. She took the risk and jumped in with me, and she's done a great job. And I'm excited to see she's going to be able to continue that.
All right. And Dawn, we'll be talking with you coming up right next after this break, talking all about the comprehensive plan that the city is looking to update. Mayor, thanks for stopping in. I know you're busy. You got more going on. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and thank you for sharing your time with us every month here.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to everybody, and I hope to see you on the square Saturday at 5:30.